Now, to continue, let's look at the most complicated area in your code of conduct, that of dealing with others. And if the first principle of dealing with yourself is you are what you are, then obviously the first principle of dealing with others must be others are what they are. Now, here again, we're dealing with a truism that is so obvious that it seems to be providing no new insight into the matter. But its obviousness is only apparent when we look at it from a distance, as right now, and we can very unemotionally and say, well, of course. But it's possible, I'm only saying it's possible now, but it is possible that if you could view yourself in the middle of all the interpersonal relationships during your daily life, you might be amazed at how easily you can forget this in practice and act as if others are not what they are. And to forget this truism is to attempt to treat reality as something different from what it is. And you know what happens then. And what is not so easily recognized is how deeply embedded that other individual's nature is. You are not going to be able to make major changes in his life because his whole nature is going to rebel against your attempt to do so. It may appear superficially that some individuals make very drastic changes in their lives very quickly, but this is not so. I believe that there is a very definite thread that exists in any individual's life, and it apparently is established very early in life, and it carries through all of the many environments he finds himself in, and even through the many different philosophies that he tries on for size. The best way to illustrate this, I think, is to suggest that you look at yourself. Look back over your own life. Yes, there have been some fantastic changes that have taken place in your life. Perhaps some radical swings from one kind of existence to another, from one way of life to another, from one religion to another. But look more closely. Look how uncomfortably you tried to fit into the first philosophy that you had. It wasn't yours because it matched the nature of you. It was only yours because it was something you were brought up in. And this is why it was yours. And it simply means that it was all you were exposed to at that particular time. But one day, something came into your life that made far more sense to you than that which you had been accepting before. You had to be exposed to the alternative before you could choose it. And so you accepted something else prior to seeing it, but never with the deep conviction that made it a true way of life for you. I told you, for instance, of my being exposed to David Curry's statement about proof. Well, there is no question in my mind that I was waiting to be exposed to that idea for most of my life. My parents could no more have prevented me from finding it than they could have made me 5'5" tall. I was someday going to be exposed to the idea somehow in some way, and any attempt to block me off from it by restricting my freedom of inquiry would simply be a futile attempt against which, of course, I would rebel in some way. But when I was exposed to this idea, it matched my nature, and so I leaped at it. But someone else could have looked at it and come up with 10 fast reasons why it didn't make sense. Or someone else could have looked at it and said, so what? But to my nature, this was my declaration of independence. It matched the nature of me, and I had been waiting for it. I'm sure you could tell me a similar story about your own exposure to ideas and how certain things that have been very meaningful in your life were presupposed in advance to the extent that you found yourself uncomfortable in other situations because the things that people were saying didn't make sense to you. You couldn't identify why, you couldn't argue with them perhaps, but you just knew that their view of things was not realistic. And then along comes somebody someday and presents it all in a package that is realistic to you, and you say, of course, this is what I've been waiting to hear. But what I'm trying to get at here, of course, is that the thread is very strong and very durable. An individual can intellectually accept some new ideas, say, well, yes, you have proved them to me, they must be right, but then find it very difficult to put them into practice in his case because he's not ready emotionally or psychologically to live by them. So even if some other individual wants very much to take up your way of life, it's still going to take a great deal of time for the re-education of his intellect, his values, and his temperament. That is, assuming he even wants to adopt your way of life. And that, of course, would be a very rare case, I assure you. So recognizing the truly fixed nature of other individuals that you deal with, meaning the reality of other people, then let's pose a few rules to remember in dealing with other people. First of all, each person has his own